Close your eyes. Watch your breath. Feel your breath in the body. Where do you feel the breathing process? Focus your attention there. And as you stay there consistently, ask yourself, does it feel good to be there? Does the breath feel good? If it doesn't feel good, you can change it. You can make it longer, shorter, faster, slower, heavier, lighter, deeper, more shallow. Try to see what rhythm and texture of breathing feels good for the body right now. We're carrying on a long tradition here. It goes back to the Buddha. Might not have ever occurred to you, if it hadn't been for the Buddha, that looking at your breath would actually be something useful. But as he learned, he gained his awakening by looking at his breath and looking at his mind as it was reflected in the breath. So these are good traditions that we got passed on. So we have to keep on reinventing the Dharma wheel. And it's good that we reflect on the people who passed away and the good things they've left us. That's the best way to show honor to them, to show our respect for them. Not simply to show that we feel sorry for their passing. But you have to ask yourself, if you really respect them, you should take whatever good they've done and pass it on. As with the Queen Mother, when she was queen, she sacrificed an awful lot. The king, her husband, would take her to many out-of-the-way places, way up in the mountains, in really poor areas, crossing streams, going through the jungle, and she went along. She gave encouragement, she gave help, when she could have just stayed in the palace. So you can ask yourself, what kind of sacrifices are you making for yourself and for the people around you? It's why because of these sacrifices that we remember her and we remember her with fondness. You ask yourself, who's going to remember you with fondness? Well, those who benefit from the good you've done them. So think about what good you can do that you haven't been doing up to now. It's a good time to think about how you can improve your goodness. Whether other people are fond of you or not doesn't really matter in the long run. What matters is that you yourself have taken it on yourself to be responsible for training your mind, training your heart. So you see the goodness that comes from generosity, that comes from virtue, that comes from meditation. So you can pass on the good traditions of the past, the traditions that say that our actions really do make a difference. That's why we have conviction in the Buddhist teachings. There were a lot of teachings in his time that said, what you do is not really real, or even if it's real, it doesn't make any difference. Or even if it makes a difference, the difference doesn't last very long. That's a very discouraging kind of teaching, and it doesn't give you any energy, any motivation to want to do good. But as the Buddha said, the good we do and the bad we do last for a long time. So you want to be really careful, be heedful, to do what you know is good. And as you do what you know is good, you find more and more subtle ways to do it even better. In this way, the goodness in the world doesn't die. The good example of other people that they've left for us, it wasn't just to show off their goodness, it was to give us a lesson. This is how goodness is done. When you have good things in life, make sure you use them in a way that other people benefit too. That way the goodness spreads around and you develop higher and higher qualities of your mind. That's what makes human civilization worthwhile, is it teaches us how to improve our minds. There are a lot of conveniences we have that may not necessarily improve our minds, and those are good, but they're not the really good things. The really good things are the things where we improve the quality of our heart, we improve the quality of our minds. So it takes some time to think. The good people in the past, they made their sacrifices, they've gone on in line with their karma. Someday you too will go in line with your karma. There's a tradition in Thailand that when you make merit related to someone's passing away, it's called an inauspicious ceremony. But that's not really a Buddhist idea, that's a Brahmanical idea. The Buddhist idea is that when you see that someone has passed away, you reflect on the fact that you're going to pass away too. How much time left to do the goodness, you don't really know, but you can do it right now. That induces heedfulness, which is auspicious. Being heedful in the qualities of your mind, this is the highest blessing, this is your highest protection. This is the most auspicious thing you can do. So take the lessons of the people of the past, the good lessons they've left behind, and take them as lessons, not just something to admire, but something to emulate, something to follow. It's in this way that goodness doesn't die from the world. you pass on to other people what they do, you hope you inspire them to pass it on as well. But the best way to inspire others is to be inspiring yourself. Inspire yourself with the goodness you can do that you might not have expected that you could do. When you put your mind to it and you put your heart to it, you find that you can.